There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Kevin and Bean Show.
Scott Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny Goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com. Visit Apple Chevy on 159th Street this weekend for huge President's Day rebates, plus auto show bonus cash and Chevy Truck Month pricing on 2015 Silverado pickups. Save thousands and get details at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Society, how we've changed. No more wandering around the woods like our prehistoric days. Now we wander around the web for gifts and cool blog posts. And we love fancy things with fancy names that end in re, like drapery, poetry, and cutlery. Well, your inner cave dweller doesn't want a knife and fork. He wants to eat with your hands. Get your hands on the taste you're loving. A Big Mac sandwich, quarter pounder with cheese, or 10-piece chicken McNuggets extra value meal with medium fries and a medium drink for $5. Price and participation may vary. Limited time only.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Hold on it. You know, that's how we can, it gives us a chance to build some continuity. And ideally, that's what you'd like.
Wild day in the trade deadline yesterday. Bulls stood and watched it all, but the Pistons were busy acquiring Tayshaun Prince from the Celtics and Reggie Jackson from the Thunder. Neither, though, will be active tonight. Chris Bosh being treated for a health issue near his lung. It could be a blood clot, and it could keep him done for the year, maybe longer, just one day after the Heat made a big trade for Goran Dragic. And NFL Combine news with Jameis Winston saying he's experiencing weakness in his throwing shoulder. He had some testing done today in Indianapolis, but he told reporters this afternoon that he is going to throw tomorrow morning anyway down in Indy. Baseball America named Cubs Chris Bryant as the best prospect in baseball. Cubs pitchers and catchers reported yesterday. Today, it was the White Sox turn to report to camp. And hockey, the Blackhawks at home tonight against the Avalanche. Blackhawks have picked up a point in 7 straight games. Corey Crawford will be in net. And the Tribune is reporting that the late Steve Montador had been preparing to sue the NHL over concussions that he received throughout his career. The Illini and Aaron Cosby are no more, parting ways after he was suspended earlier this season. He is now off the team for good. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza. Did you know that Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from? No matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota's got you covered. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville, libertyautocity.com.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
Daredevil or dumbass?
My name is Dave, and I
in the stunt man.
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
You're a gutsy daredevil!
Come on, dumbass, you can do it!
Daredevil or dumbass?
Oh, look, it's the hero.
Yo, brethren! Looking for another can of whoop-ass?
Dumbass cracker.
They call you the man without fear.
I'm a dumbass.
Daredevil or dumbass?
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
Who wants to see me do a big-ass stunt?
I'm a dumbass.
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you strange.
I love this song, why I gotta learn the hard way.
Boars and Bernstein.
Song is winning. Winning is fun.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
It is indeed time for Friday fun, Daredevil or Dumbass, here in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Boers and Bernstein broadcasting from the Chicago Auto Show at the Hyundai exhibit. Stop by to enter the Hyundai Auto Show sweepstakes. One prize winner will be selected in a random drawing to win a $500 Best Buy gift card. Plus, all entries are eligible for the grand prize, a 2015 Hyundai Sonata 2.0T. Let's get this started with Tony in Frankfurt on the Score.
What's up, Dan Terry? A couple years back, it was a cold, windy spring day. We wanted to play basketball, but there was no water in the basin of the basketball hoop. So my father owns a painting company. We grabbed the nearest 5-gallon bucket to place on the back of it. When playing my brother and his friend 2-on-1, I attempted a dunk, missed, knocked over the hoop and the subsequent 5-gallon bucket full of industrial-grade epoxy that ended up coating the entire second half of the driveway and went down the water thing. We had to call the Frankfurt residents community out to clean it up.
Dumbass.
Now, Tony. I think you know which way that one's going. That one's, we don't have to vote on that one. That's a resounding dumbass. That's a, oh boy.
Anything involving industrial grade epoxy is going to end up good somehow.
We love you, but right? That's resounding. Yes.
Wow. This is from Teddy, who says, I know going into this I'm down one vote due to Dan's hatred of Chicago bikers, but I will try my best.
Me too. Make it 2 votes.
I was riding north on Damon when one of those drunk buses went by me. And as they went by, I realized that a few of the drunks were hanging out the window yelling at me and holding a beer can out the window. I caught up to the bus, steadied my pace with it, and grabbed the beer out of the guy's hand. Then just to give them a show, I cracked the beer open, chugged it, and flung it into the next garbage can I saw on the sidewalk, all while keeping pace with the bus to get my precious cheers from the drunks. Daredevil or dumbass?
Well, I guess Daredevil.
I guess Daredevil.
I hate bikers.
That's kind of mundane, you know, sports achievement, too.
Yeah, it really is. It works both ways.
Yeah, that crosses over. But I would think, you know, biking really that close to one of those party buses.
Yeah. But, you know, I...
That's good.
I kind of feel the same way you do. You're not, you know, you were really down 2 votes and came out okay on that.
That's a big win.
Yeah, it's huge.
Mike next on the Score.
Hey, guys. So I locked myself out of my new townhouse, didn't have a key outside or with a neighbor, and found that the only open window in the whole place was the second story window above my garage and driveway. And, of course, being a new homeowner, I only had a 6-foot ladder, nothing, an extension ladder, nothing I could borrow. So stood up on top of the ladder and looked at this window, which, by the way, the screen is still down. So the window's open, but the screen is closed, thinking, I have to jump. I'm about 5 inches below the base of the window. So I have to actually jump, break through the screen, and grab onto the windowsill, and then be able to pull myself up, knowing that if I miss, I'm going to land on the driveway. So I was, in fact, I did take the jump and broke through the screen and got into my house, but I'm sure I was hanging there for about 30 seconds trying to pull myself up. Daredevil or dumbass?
That might be the dumbest call of the year.
I'm amazed that you succeeded.
Yeah, I think that's Daredevil. I don't know what I would have done. That would not be it.
Jay writes, I grew up in a suburban neighborhood lined with older trees, and every summer the boys would scour the block looking for beehives to chuck rocks at.
He went to school with him.
I have to say.
A good dude.
Chuck Roxat?
Yep.
I remember when I was 12, my best friend and I found a particularly large hornet's nest hanging fairly low from one of the branches of a tree close to our house. We knew from experience these hornets were quick. And the usual smash and run wasn't going to cut it, as we'd be stung before we got 10 feet from the nest. So we became mad scientists, plotting day and night how we would be able to approach the nest, let alone nail it with a rock and come away unscathed. And finally, the answer came in the form of his BMX bike and me being a passenger on the back pegs. We had everything planned out. We'd start a block back to build up speed. He'd slow down a bit as we passed the nest so I could accurately throw a nice-sized rock and then pedal away unharmed, like a drive-by. Almost everything went according to plan. We built up a good head of steam. He tapped the brakes just as we approached our target. I took aim and whack, hit that nest square right in the middle. And I remember the nest swinging violently as I took a second to admire my handiwork. But I was interrupted as a swarm of hornets emptied out of the damaged nest. And in my panic, I turned to grab a hold of my friend's shoulder to steady myself. But I leaned back too much, sending the front wheel of the bike in the air and both of us tumbling to the ground. And the next thing I remember was feeling that I was on fire. We both got up, we were swarmed by the angry hornets, and we started running in a serpentine pattern for about a block until they'd given up chase. In the end, I was stung 8 times, my friend was stung 11 times. Daredevil or dumbass?
Well, I'm afraid that one pretty much tells its own story, doesn't it? That's no good. That's no good. That's, wow.
Now, I see this, and I can only imagine what we're getting into here.
Yeah,
but folks, West Side Mike is on Daredevil or Dumbass on the Score.
Hey, fellas, I don't know what you're going to call this. I'm going to tell you, 1983, I saw some guys in the back of the alley over in Chinatown shooting dice, but I saw a nice young lady. So I went over there to shoot dice with them.
Duh.
I was with you. I went over there winning some good money. I told the young lady, tonight you go to the White Castle with me because I'm buying you anything you want. And I was winning. All of a sudden, a right uppercut knocked me out. I was on a gutter of water. When I woke up, everybody was gone. But one person, a dog. I ended up taking a dog with me. I told the police they robbed me in Chinatown to guy that I was shooting dice with you. He ended up taking me to jail. Because he said that's against the law.
I caught zero logic in all that. And that last bit,
we need that translated as well.
Yeah, I got it, but interns have to get to work.
Maybe that'll help us.
But for
right now, I'm not sure that getting
rolled
down in Chinatown. Yeah,
taking you down to Chinatown.
It's really Daredevil or Dumbass. I guess that qualifies.
Yeah,
I don't know
if that really... Yeah, oops. That's a different bit. Ooh, that really sucked.
Yeah, I just got rolled.
Somebody rolled me for my money in Chinatown.
Mike, we love you, but we'll look at the transcript.
The lovely village of St. Anne. This is John on the Score. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I was 11, my brother was 12, and we had a riding lawnmower with a crank, one of them old-fashioned crank tops on it. And the crank, you'd crank it and then throw the switch. Well, it was broke, so we took it off, and we rope-started it. We wanted to pull a wheelie with it. So I'm riding on it, and he's on the back, and he's got a hold of the seat. Well, I let the clutch out, and the lawnmower comes up, and he takes the seat with him as he falls off. And as I come down, I sit down on that thing going around, and it was like 32 stitches later, Daredevil or Dumbass.
Well, yeah, I think that's a whole different classification.
Dumbass call.
Yeah, I think there. Yeah, I understand there's not much to do in St. Anne. I get that. But... I really,
there's fishing. You can go down by the neck down by the old clay pit.
Well, Kankakee. Get over to Kankakee. I was it his ass that hit the thing?
That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah. Ooh, God, I don't want my ass on a lawnmower. I really, ooh. And now if it's upside down and I'm, ooh. But no, no I, that's a whole, that's another bit, I think. No, that's...
This is Hardware Mike, who says, I was invited to the bachelor party of the guy who was marrying my sister. It was held at the clubhouse of an apartment complex in Lyle.
Betty.
Betty owns Lyle. Are you kidding me?
After several hours of drinking, including tequila guzzled from a hand-painted wooden shoe allegedly once worn by Yankees manager Billy Martin. I almost got into a fight with a decathlete from NIU who didn't like people who graduated from my high school. I decided it would be better just to leave. And the complex is one of those double rows of buildings separated by a large, almost park-like backyard, one-way streets in and out. And I was in the second building. I didn't feel like driving all the way down to that end of the complex and then making a left and then another left and doubling all the way back. So I decided to drive up and over the parking block, through the backyard, between two buildings and catch the one-way street out. A shortcut. However, I subsequently found out that there was a large retention pond in the backyard.
Whoa.
I found this out by driving my brand new Chevy Blazer into it. By the time I realized what was happening, the water was up to my chest. The good news is that the Lyle police couldn't charge me with DUI, reckless driving, or essentially doing a lawn job before turning my car into a submarine because I was on private property. One of the guys at the party called a towing service, and we had the car out of the pond within 20 minutes of me driving into it. The Lyle police made sure I went to sleep in my car. No driving, sir. When I woke up, it was 4:30 a.m. I decided I was okay to drive, and one block from my house, I dozed off and sideswiped a tree, tore the hell out of the entire right side of my new car. Also, the Apple IIc and the Minolta 700 35mm camera that were on the floor were ruined. However, I made it home. That was 30 years ago. Dumbass or dumbass?
Oh, my God. Holy crap.
Do we really have to rule on that?
Dude. You can't do that kind of damage. I mean, there's ways to do it where you feel proud. Well, maybe not proud. I'm like driving in a retention, but it's probably not proud.
Tony the driver is on the score. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
This happened when I was a kid. And this already, the jury's already made convicted me of a dumbass. Anyway, my cousin just moved into this house. And the side door, you know, we all, you know, not familiar with it yet. But, you know, when you're down in the basement, you see stairways going up from the upstairs. It's got, like, the outside form of it in the basement. Well, we're down there chasing. He's chasing me. And I look at what I thought was curtains. So I go to run through the curtains. I open them. I go to open up with my hands and run right down smack into the wood. Concrete of the stairwell, and I woke up and my cousin was looking down at me and he gave me the dumbass look. Why did you run right smack dab into that? And I thought there were curtains, so I never touched basements. Run around the basement since then.
I think you've already convicted yourself. Yes. I believe you are convicted of
I think it's curtains for you, Tony.
I'm a dumbass.
What?
We've got more coming your way. Oh, Friday, my. Fung, Daredevil, or Dumbass, 312-644-6767. More of your stories straight ahead. Boris and Bernstein on the score.
Fung is winning, and winning is Fung.
Blackhawks coverage on the score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Ever wonder why Phil Jackson put himself in the line of fire and accepted that challenge with the Knicks? Well, don't. His former boss, Jerry Krause, told ESPN New York, quote, "I'm not surprised at all. I knew Phil had a bad ball club. If Dolan offered him $2 million a year or even $5 million, he wouldn't have taken it, but $12 million is overwhelming. Phil didn't take that job because he thought he had a playoff club. He took the job for the money," end of quote. Come on, Crumbs. We all know you don't like each other, but man up. You've got to be objective. Jackson loves the Knicks way more than he loves money. He probably thought he could make a difference. In fact, he would trade all 11 of those championship rings that he won with Chicago and LA for just one with the Knicks. Money had nothing to do with this. Yeah, either that or everything. Remember, anytime anybody says it's not about the money, it's about one thing, the money. I'm Jim Rome.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Yeah, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
We are in the middle of Friday. Fung Boys on Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And I'm encouraged by Daredevil or Dumbass. Sometimes it gets me down. Sometimes you bring me down. Not today, though.
Real good. We'll get back at it with Ray in Springfield on The Score. Hi, Ray.
Hi, yeah. A couple summers ago, I went cliff diving in Italy. The guy that went before me was about my size, and when he jumped in, he had twisted his ankle really bad, couldn't hardly walk. But I had met a guy, $20, that I'd do it, and there was a lot of attractive Italian women watching. So to make sure when I jumped in I didn't hit the bottom, I sort of landed in the water in the seated position. The next morning I woke up, and the entire back of my legs was black and blue, and I could barely walk. Daredevil or Dumbass?
Daredevil.
You're a gutsy daredevil.
Cliff diving in Italy to impress the ladies. Absolutely.
Well, there's a line I can't use for that diving, but yeah, I understand that. I understand that. I suppose you can do that. It's legal in Italy too, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I'll check. Call my people.
Call your
I'll
Italian
call my Bears
guy. Alan Peoria, you're on The Score.
Hey guys, how's it going? So
great.
Back in my college days, I was pretty drunk after a night of heavy drinking, and I wound up at a local pizza joint. After they messed up my order like five times, I was in there for like 2 hours. I was walking back, really hammered, and about five guys came up to me. They're like, hey, man, do you know where this street is? And I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. I'm hammered. And he just grabbed my pizza. All five of them ran off with my pizza. And I was walking back, and I'm like, you know what? Not tonight. No way. So I stalked them like I was a lion stalking prey, jumped out from the bushes, grabbed the pizza, and sprinted home. Daredevil or Dumbass?
Dumbass cracker.
Well, that's a quick judgment. Yeah,
I concur.
You concur?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're sorry.
In Rockford, here's Dustin on The Score.
All right, guys. How's it going?
All right. Good.
So it was last 4th of July. We were out at my buddy's house.
Wow. I guess that's when the party begins.
Right.
Now you got a party.
Yeah, I
pants
really,
down, rock it on. Here we go.
I don't want to hear what happened next.
I used to do a lot of 4th of July.
Who
no, I don't
wants
care,
to do that?
I well, apparently his friend.
Why?
The moon hurt. I don't know why somebody would want to do that. I have no idea.
Rocket to the moon. But who thinks of that? Like, hey, if I've got some land and we found these bottle rockets, what say I shoot one up my butt crack? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
In Buffalo Grove, here's Todd next on The Score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
I was in about sixth grade, and me and my friend were playing in the undeveloped field behind his house. And we found a 5-gallon pail of the black asphalt sealer, and pretty much all of it was still in there. But the lid had been left off, so it kind of thickened up to the consistency of, like, maybe pancake batter. So we conceived the idea of taking an M80 and sticking it kind of in the crook, the Y-shaped crook of a branch. We lit the M80. I took the stick in the M80. And shoved it all the way to the bottom of this 5-gallon pail of thick asphalt sealer. We turned around, we started running as fast as we could, boom, we couldn't outrun the tar. As I turn around and look over my shoulder, 50 feet in the air, his frisbee-sized dollops of tar were just whizzing through the air. So the boats clipped it back and laid down and tried to curl up into a ball, but it didn't work, and we got covered with roofing tar in our hair and on our clothes.
Now, what do you think? Yeah, I mean, what do you?
Wait. You know what? I admire the spirit. Though.
Yeah, I guess
I just the first thought is. Let's see if this thing can blow up real good.
But the spirit and the result are two different things.
Right. I understand the desire to take whatever it is, an eighth of a stick of dynamite. Is that what an M80 is?
Yeah,
or a quarter stick?
Yeah, it's what it is. A tar is born. I don't like to get hit with tar.
What about tar art?
tar nothing. Boy, that's it.
I would just love to see the look on the mom's faces. What did you do? Randy, you're on the score.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a logger in Oregon when I was a kid. And we had a spot where we was working down this hill, and it was a really long skyline that went down, and the hillside kind of stair-stepped down. And when it got down there quite a ways, the line slacked all the way down. It was a long walk down, maybe a mile down, and a buddy of mine decided that he was going to put a forked stick over the top of that line and slide from one of the stair steps down to the next one on a pretty steep hill. Forked sticks over it, kicked his legs up in the air, slid down the hill going about a million miles an hour, and the thing burned in two, the stick did. Finally hit the bottom. Not good. Daredevil or dumbass?
Oh. Well, I think we know the answer to that.
Yeah. He tried to do a zip line with a piece of wood.
Yeah, let the record show nobody's ever called said he was a logger in Oregon before. Nobody's ever called. We've never had that call.
No, that's no call has ever started out. When I was a kid, I was a logger in Oregon.
No, we have never had that call before. Thank you.
Logger in Oregon. Does update.
4:30 and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald, and the Chicago Wolves are at home this Saturday and Sunday and stay for the concert after Saturday night's game. As for the Bulls, they get back to work after the All-Star break. A wild day Thursday in the NBA. The Bulls stood and watched, though. Pistons are who the Bulls get tonight. They were busy acquiring Tayshaun Prince from the Celtics and Reggie Jackson from the Thunder, but neither are going to play tonight. Adrian Wojnarowski said earlier today on the Score the Bulls might be interested in Kendrick Perkins if the Jazz buy him out of his contract, which they expect him to do. Bulls, though, have a full roster available for the first time, or just the second time, all season long. The NFL Combine down in Indianapolis, Jameis Winston says he was experiencing some weakness in his throwing shoulder, had some tests done in Indy today, but he did tell reporters this afternoon he is going to throw, and he'll do that tomorrow morning at Lucas Oil Stadium. Meanwhile, the Chargers and the Raiders proposing a joint stadium project in Carson, California, just outside of L.A. This is all contingent on both teams not getting a stadium deal done in either San Diego or in Oakland. Baseball. Spring training is here, and Baseball America naming Cubs' Chris Bryant as the best prospect in baseball, but
he's coming to camp to work. He's a great kid. He's here early. No surprise there. We love everything about him, but he's got his work ahead of him. He's going to have, I'm sure, a good spring where he gets better, and we'll see where we are at the end of spring training.
As Theo Epstein yesterday, Cubs pitchers and catchers reported yesterday, and the White Sox had their turn to report today in Glendale. Hockey, the Blackhawks at home tonight against the Avalanche. Hawks have picked up a point in seven straight games. Corey Crawford in net. The Illini and Aaron Cosby parting ways. He was suspended earlier this season, but now he is off the team, and he'll transfer after the season and pursue a master's degree. That means he'll be eligible to join any team immediately, essentially. A scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. And Blackhawks coverage on the Score is being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 4:32, we are finishing up on Daredevil or Dumbass Friday Fun. Let me tell you something, been terrific. We give you crap, because some of you are something really wrong with you, but it's been really good.
Some exotic stuff today. It's good. George is in Naperville. He's next on the Score.
So when I was 13, my friend Ray and I decided to come up with some bike daredevil stunts that we would try to one-up each other with. Most of them were pretty benign. You know, like setting up a ramp, jumping over one of those 6-inch kiddie pools or whatever. But then I had the bright idea to escalate things, and I said, why don't we try biking as fast as we can with our arms not only not on the handlebar, but actually holding baseball bats outstretched, like some kind of Carl Walenda stepchild. Anyway, we did this. We were going very fast. I pulled ahead of Ray, and just about the time I was going to win, I started losing my balance. One of the bats went into my spokes. My bike literally stopped dead on a dime. I flew over the handlebars, landing on my face. Dumbass or daredevil?
Oh, I'm sorry that, first of all, you're lucky your nuts are in order. I mean, I don't know that they are, but I'm just going to take it for granted because that's like you know what I'm talking about? Yes. Those old bike rules.
Yeah, something catches on the handlebar.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. Hey, wait a minute. My junk is gone.
Well, we got the translation of West Side Mike's earlier call from Tony Fish.
Yeah.
This was Mike's entry in Daredevil or Dumbass, the best that Tony could do here. Hey, fellas, I don't know what you gonna call this. I'm going to tell you, 1983, I saw some guys in an alley over in Chinatown shooting dice, but I saw a nice young lady, so I went over there to shoot dice with them. I was winning. I went over there winning some good money. I told the young lady, tonight you going to White Castle with me, because I'm going to buy you anything you want, because I was winning. All of a sudden, a right uppercut knocked me out. Unintelligible. When I woke up, everybody was gone, but one person, a dog. I end up taking the dog with me. It's not a person, Mike. I told the police they robbed me in Chinatown. Some guys I was shooting some dice with. He end up taking me to jail because he said that's against the law.
There. Well, I don't really think that's the bit.
I don't think
that's another bit.
It's a different bit. Yeah. You were right in your initial interpretation.
Dyson Chinatown.
He needs to write a book.
Oh, my God. I'll help him all the time.
He and Tony Fish should write a book together.
Tony.
West Side Mike with Tony Fish.
I'll take care of it.
In Freeport, it's Darren. He's on the score.
Yeah, growing up, we were lucky. We grew up in a neighborhood where everybody had an older brother. And we also grew up in that area, in that, you know, that period of time where everybody wanted to be Walter Payton. And we wanted to make that dive over the goal line, you know, over the offensive defensive line into the end zone. Mm-hmm. So our brothers all came up with this game where all the older kids would be the defense. There'd be three down linemen, three linebackers ready to clobber us. And as kids, we would then take the ball and run as hard as we could into that line, trying to do that Walter Payton move while they were raiding there to clobber us. Now, what made it good was we had a blanket down for protection, so we were safe when we landed. Now, as a whole, were those kids lined up to take a beating from our brothers, daredevils or dumbasses?
How about Squirrely? boy, that's
kind of neither.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, if they knocked you down such on fire, then it'd be something. But I don't. Did you grow up in a neighborhood where everybody had an older brother?
No.
Anybody? Rick? Nobody?
No. Iska?
Back in the 60s?
Back in the 60s? How about that old?
you're aging Miska all of a sudden.
Wait a minute. That's me. I'm sorry.
I had my cousins that were all older than me a couple blocks away when I was growing up. So, yeah, I guess I kind of came from that kind of neighborhood.
They give you a beat down once in a while?
Oh, yeah. One time they stuffed me into a clothes dryer and were about to turn it on, and my grandma caught me. Caught us.
Said to make sure there's some fabric softener over there.
Turn it on high. Yeah.
Do it a bounce and turn that bitch on. Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, that's kind of what happened.
Wow.
Well, that's used to get it beaten. Yeah.
Gotcha. Tim in Peoria will close out Friday Fung on the score, Daredevil or Dumbass.
Nice to talk with you guys. I could tell you a million stories, but I had to select one. I was about, I think, a sophomore in high school, and a buddy of mine and I had a paper route. And there was one guy that didn't make any difference. You know, we could deliver the paper on a silver platter. He'd complain. So this was around Halloween, and we knew this guy carved pumpkins for the school. You know, he made these big designs on the pumpkins. So
we love to go out smashing pumpkins anyway, so we thought,
and members
okay,
of Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. Oh, boy. We're going to this guy's house as soon as it gets dark. Well, we got into the guy's garage and each grabbed a couple of pumpkins. Like I said, it had rained earlier. And I lifted this one up, and it was so heavy, I tripped, fell, and broke my ankle. Daredevil or dumbass?
Oh, my God.
That's too easy.
Dumb and a stick.
Tim, you are one you, pathetic loser.
That was good, though. Nicely
it was
done.
Very good, yeah.
Nicely done. That was fun.
Thank you. Thank you. A lot, thank you, because, you know, again, when these things are bad, we've had a couple of them that this is great. Otherwise, you're just never going to hear them again. Like sports apologies, I think that's in trouble. That's
well,
lost its stride.
Well, because last time we did, we considered doing sports apologies, yeah, because of A-Rod and Lance Armstrong and, yeah, all this stuff. But last time we did it,
nobody
understood what they were supposed to do.
They kind of got close enough to entertain us. Wouldn't exactly, right, like Tim falling over a pumpkin or whatever, but close enough. Close enough to make me
West
happy.
Westside Mike getting his ass kicked at a backroom dice
Chinatown.
Game in Chinatown.
God, money in Chinatown.
Big trouble in Little Chinatown for Westside Mike. I love the fact that he was going to reward, because he was winning. He was buying anything she wanted at White Castle.
What a big spender. That must have been high stakes there.
Yeah, baby.
A buck and a quarter.
Sugar, wow, daddy waving around the chicken,
man,
rings. Yep.
Boy, I tell you what, if you take it to White Castle and you get good luck with, yep, that. Holy crap.
Baby, you so good, you get a whole sack of fries.
In Chinatown. Yeah. You just get enough money to take a Chinese restaurant.
Right, exactly. If you're already in Chinatown, why get yourself some dim sum instead of White Castle at that point. Right?
Yes, of course.
You're better off with some sticky rice wrapped in a lotus leaf. I mean, that's better for you.
He makes my day when he calls. And I don't care if it really wasn't the bit, but that's priceless.
We're Boers and Bernstein, and we're at the auto show. We are at the Hyundai exhibit. The Hyundai Santa Cruz is the one concept car that everyone's talking about. Come see it for yourself right here at the Chicago Auto Show. And don't forget to visit your Hyundai dealer or buy Hyundai. .com. More to come. We are on until 6. Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Hey, Sox and Cubs fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Sox and the Cubs. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 56 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds. Wednesday. Only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Ship today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Now it's time for 10 seconds of agony.
The Gasol brothers played in last night's All-Star game. What's the most impressive thing you've done with a sibling?
At a Hawks game, my brother and I spent the entire pregame warm-up trying to get a puck out of the netting. We finally did, and then gave it to a kid behind us, and his dad bought us some beers.
What would be the perfect birthday gift for Michael Jordan?
A cigar from Bill Clinton.
Who needs to send out a handwritten note apologizing to the city of Chicago?
The good Lord, Fernet and Prignit and Ditka's mutter with twin gotchas.
Fill in the blank. They named a new car after Terry. It's called the blank.
New Terry car? Must be the hay buggy.
This has been your 10 seconds of agony on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh. 447 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boys in Princeton.
It's bringing me down. That stuff bringing me down.
You know, when you invoke my name, that's the best you can do is, hey, buddy. Come on, dude. I'm a buried man. I got many, many things.
I wish the Bulls were playing somebody better tonight. It's Hawks and the Lanch,
I'll just be happy you got a game,
The Speedy Lanch, and then they got the Bulls. And the other thing I have is the women have left town. The women are gone. They have left because for my daughter's bat mitzvah project, there's a service project that's part of that, and she and Beth are away with something called the Birthday Party Project, where they throw birthday parties for kids in homeless shelters. So that's what she's doing, and they're going to try to open a chapter in Chicago, and my daughter's going to try to help do that because it was just something that she thought was very cool. So they're gone for the weekend, and that means the cat's away, the mice will play.
It means Warren Sapp's coming over? What?
Maybe. We're not taking anything off the table. I finally got the kid to watch Jaws because he's been so into sharks. And Beth was saying, like, no, don't show it to him. It's too scary. There's a kid that dies and the whole thing. I said, it's a movie. It's kind of dated.
Lord have mercy.
It's going to be fine. And he loved it. It was great. So I'm trying to think. Where he came out of
God
the water.
Fishing packet.
Smile, you son of a bitch. Okay, Chicago. We're going to need a bigger bet.
Oh, boy.
We're taking the grandkids to see 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, come on, dude. See, let's get with the program here. Come on.
Here's where I am now. You know that I've shown in Major League. I have, I'm pretty cool when it comes to movies. I'm this close to the Slapshot threshold. And I don't know.
Unless you can say 50 Shades of Grey.
No.
Okay.
I mean, you've got the nudity, you've got Hanrahan and all that. Yeah. And, you got the figure skaters cracking the whip and the guy describing it. So there's issues there. But the whole hockey thing, we're in the middle of hockey season. He's incredibly into hockey. What would you do, oh great parent, with a 10-year-old who's fully capable of understanding what words are?
Show him the film.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
What? It's like they have an uncle.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to so badly, but it's just against my better judgment. I think I need to suspend my better judgment.
All right, call Warren Sapp, right? See what he thinks.
Right, it's a guy's night. Sit around in our boxers and scratch ourselves and order in some food and watch Slapshot.
Now, that imagery is not necessary for me. No, I don't think I don't think that's any problem. I don't remember what age, there was, but, cause that was bad. It took me a long time to really figure parenting out.
I'm
not sure I do now, but it took a long time.
Cause my parents they didn't care I'd watch. It was when a couple of my friends had the very first VCRs and Betamaxes, and he's like, hey, you ever seen The Exorcist? And I was in fifth grade, like, no.
And I thought it'd be something else.
No, we watched it. Well, there was some of that too. You did some of those where Dad had the lock and key on the certain Betamax tapes that were ones you don't go there.
Yep.
And occasionally the kid would be able to pick the lock and you'd go there. But even knowingly, they were my parents were very cool about R-rated movies and stuff like that.
Yeah,
they said, ask any question, we'll answer it honestly.
I think that's what it is. Okay. Was Bodacious Tatas too early when they were 10?
One, Animal House. Remember when Animal House came out, I saw that right away.
I never equated to like watching a movie with them, like saying, can they see this? I mean,
You just figured, no matter what?
Oh, I wouldn't say no matter what. I just don't remember it having a movie bent that I would say, well, let's see, is it time for this? I didn't. I'm not even sure I ever saw it.
Well, you were never home.
That's correct. That's what I mean.
Yeah, you didn't have like a movie night.
No,
right?
I did not. No, not when they were that age. No, I was always gone.
You would also
the 80s are a memory. There's no.
And you would have to go to the video store to actually get the movie and bring it back. Where now we can just call it up on the computer and there it is.
That we did have a video store. Yes, we actually did when we moved in, and it was never very far away. And the guy did a giant business, and then it went away and died. But we just go there and get stuff. I don't think we went there and got that stuff. But, no, that's right. When I was the 80s are not a time when I would even say, well, what a great parent I was, because I wasn't. So It's hard to be a it's hard to be a parent and do what you do.
I guess if my dad showed me Slapshot when I was 9 and I've only murdered 6 people.
Yeah, it's not like I think that'd be fine.
This says, Dan, it's too early for Slapshot. I'm very much a person who believes that movies don't hurt kids. With that said, Slapshot's a movie he should watch when he's 13, and then he'll appreciate the boobies a little bit more. Oh, no, no. Already
no,
there.
Oh, I think no.
Already there with that.
Yeah.
These Kate Upton video game commercials? Trust me. Yeah, already there with that.
Kids that age today, are you kidding me? You think they got to wait till they're 13? By the third time they're 13, they're smoking and hanging them over Warren Sapp. What the hell are you talking about? What generation are you talking? What are you talking about? Good Lord.
What was the name of our video store? It was Deerfield Commons. What the hell was the name of that? We were always there. I should know the name of it. We rented every single movie in that place. Junior high and high school, and there was like one beta, one VHS. You just hope the VHS one was in.
Yeah.
And one would sit behind the other. It's just a little...
I got that movie, one behind the other. That's my first rental. One behind the other.
What
loved
was
it.
Deerfield Commons strip
loved
mall. It was like this blonde-haired guy with a red Trans Am who owned
oh,
it.
Oh, I thought you said, okay. I thought it was something else.
gotta remember.
Hey.
Okay. Yeah, I got
no, Murph was not in there. No. Not far enough. Boris and Bernstein at the auto show.
I think it was.
This has been the crowd today was different from yesterday. Why is it that this side of the building is completely different from that side of the
I have
building
no
when
idea.
It comes to the crowd?
Yesterday?
Except that guy. Nice one.
What guy was that?
Are you posting that? Okay, you got to follow Rick Camp on Twitter because he's got a great Rick auto show Camp. Picture that he's about to post. That's great.
Yeah, yesterday was like everybody knew me. It was some kind of old home week, and now today it's like don't want to talk to either one of us. That's probably the best path. If I chose a path, what's your path? You want to talk to either one of them? Talk to Dan? No. Talk to Terry? No. Perfect.
Well, we did enough glad handing last night, right?
Why? More than glad hand.
Right, you're groping and humping everybody. He's
men
bored.
Included.
What are you talking about, Miska?
Yeah, he's a rotten guy. Rick Camp.
Tannehill's
a bad dude. You know what I'm saying? He's a bad dude. Man, that's
seriously. You're like the Jane Goodall or Diane Fossey of auto show observers.
Oh boy!
Yeah. What's your Twitter, Rick? Rick Camp 670. Yeah, it's worth a look. You have the score.
Molly
and Hanley here. Right now, you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning, starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Hey, guys. Have a choice. You can choose between overpriced, overmarketed razors and low-quality, cheap razors that tear up your face. See, that's not much of a choice, but I pose that as kind of a trick question because there's another option. There's Harry's.com. Harry's was created to offer a great shave at a fair price, and they design and manufacture their own products using an exact process and only the finest materials. Then by selling directly to you online, they can offer a great shave at a price accessible to everyone. The blades, the shave products made with quality construction, handles designed to be simple and modern, shaving cream from the same chemists who make the creams for high-end brands. And this results in a set of modern shaving products made with respect for the tradition of a good clean shave. The company's founded by Andy Katz Mayfield and Jeff Rader, close friends that met in college, and they worked together, they traveled together, and as they spent time, they shared thousands of ideas of how to make this a great product. And they've tried to build Harry's to reflect on their shared passions and values, their affinity for simple design, appreciation of a thing well made, and a belief that companies should try to make the world a better place. Harry's.com was started by a couple guys passionate about creating a better shaving experience. And you can see it in their starter set. You should try it. A razor, 3 of Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades, and a bottle of shaving cream, all shipped straight to your door for free. And now it barely costs you anything, because you can go to Harry's.com and enter the code CHICAGO at checkout to get $5 off your first order. That's right. Use the code Chicago. Get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harry's.com. Code Chicago at checkout and change the way you shave forever.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS. CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify,